I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and today's show is called Helping People. We're on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, and KKXX.net live streaming. Also, we can be heard on podcast on our website, too. So you can go to KKXX.net if you have to turn the radio show off at any point in time, and you can listen to this again. You just go to podcasts, then choose Chico Now, then choose Helping People or Jessica Wilkerson. I can never remember how they have that labeled. Anyways, we're talking today about preparing for adulthood for your children. So last 2 weeks, we've talked about engaging in your youth, engaging your children, engaging in your teens over the summer. And today I would like to talk about engaging in your young adults, the ones who have moved out. Now, mine has not yet moved out. He will be moving out in August to go away to college. But as a marriage and family therapist and registered intern, I have a wide variety of clients. And because we live in a college town, I have a good assortment of young adult college kids who I speak with on a regular basis. And I feel like there's a good amount of parents who really struggle with when their kids move out. Because on the one hand, they're still your kids. And they were just that 18-year-old or 17-year-old living in their bedroom. And now suddenly they have their own life and they're off on their own, but they still kind of need you, but they don't want to need you. And you still feel needed and they still own your heart, but they have their own stuff and it is a dance. It is such a dance. And the hard part is when you and your kiddo are, I guess your young adult, sorry, are in opposite frames of mind about where they are and where they should be. So I have a lot of young adults who come to me and their parents have not figured out how to find that balance. Their parents are stopping by unannounced. They are, and maybe it's for something good, a good and nice reason. They went to the grocery store, they bought them some groceries, and they're just going to pop by and drop off groceries because they know their kiddo is broke. And our radio station is right next to a dog grooming place and the cutest little floppy haired dog just pulled up. I'm not even a dog person, but I just can't even concentrate. That thing is so cute. So sorry guys, I lost my train of thought. Those little blonde floppy ears. The parents, they are stopping by with groceries. And while the child or I still struggle with it. While the young adult appreciates those groceries, they do. They need it and they appreciate it. They are talking to me saying, I really wish they would have called first. Like, call me before you come. I really wish they would have set something up so I could have gone with them instead of just surprising me. And I don't even get to choose any of those things. I don't want to sound ungrateful, but we could have like spent the day together shopping and it could have been like a thing we did, but they just popped by and dropped off groceries. And it feels kind of like I've been violated and, trying to think of different words because sometimes kids can be very descriptive. Sorry, young adults can be very descriptive. I struggle with it because sometimes I see my son's face when I'm on the radio show and I talk about people in order to maintain the confidentiality of my clients so that I don't start singling one of them out and talking about those folks. And I am struggling with my teenager is going off to college. He is 18 years old. And when I'm sitting in front of one of my clients and I'm thinking, you're 18 years old, here are some steps to increase autonomy with your parents while still respecting them, while still being loving toward them, while having, and I always, I always teach them empathy for what their parents are going through. Think about it. This has been your whole life. You're 18 years old. Your parents are 45. That means their entire adult life, or 90% of their entire adult life has been devoted to protecting you and keeping you alive. And now all of a sudden, they have to just let you go. They just have to just not care anymore. That doesn't happen. That's not how God created our hearts. Like, that just doesn't happen that way. And so parents are also humans and they get things wrong. So I really work hard to teach the young adults in front of me empathy. And so while you're trying to attain autonomy and you're trying to pull away from your parents a little bit to have your own life, and that's understandable and justifiable, and it definitely needs to be done, doing that with love and respect and empathy is really important. Okay, so we have a commercial break. And when we return, we'll continue talking about how to engage your young adult in relationship in a way that maintains your relationship and doesn't have them complaining. Because you won't necessarily even know that there's anything wrong because they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to stop getting those groceries. Oh, heck no. But they don't want you just dropping them off either.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and I am here to talk about engaging in a relationship with your young adult child. Next week, my own young adult child is going to be my co-host, and we're going to try to get him to co-host for the rest of the summer before he goes off to college, and he's going to be talking about how to prepare yourself for leaving home, like emotionally, and then how to get through being gone because it's exciting and then the loss kicks in. So if you want to hear my adorable, handsome, smart, wonderful son, you can hear how handsome he is over the radio, then please stay tuned next week. But this week, we're talking about navigating, maintaining a relationship, and continuing to build a relationship with your young adult after they've left home. Because I have quite a few clients who, you know, they're young adults. They're out on their own for the first time. We live in a college town, so we've got kids who moved far away to come here and kids who stayed in town to go to college but moved out. Or stayed in town to go to college and stayed living at home, but feel like their parents should be treating them like roommates and less like parents, which is another thing that I talked to them about. You can't have your cake and eat it too, kiddo. You have a greater sense of autonomy than you did before, but not the same level of freedom as you would if you had your own place. And the trade-off is you also don't have the same level of responsibilities, bill paying, laundry. Well, maybe, depending on, you know, your lifestyle. So So there's the trade-offs, and there's trade-offs in everything in life. And so I talk to a lot of young adults about that, because up until now, all they have is what they've seen on TV, what they've read in books, what they romanticize it's going to be like, not the reality of it. And up until now, we as parents have spent the better part of 20 years keeping this human safe, making sure they're fed, making sure they're not sick, making sure they don't get hurt, making sure they have good quality friends, making sure they go to church, making sure that they have clothes that fit, making sure that their clothes are modest, making sure that they have good ethics. We've been making sure of so many. Are they good at doing housework? Can they maintain a home? Do they know how to budget? We've been on top of them for the better part of 20 years. And that's hard to just let go of all of a sudden. And if our kids stay anywhere nearby, it's easy to say, I'm just trying to maintain a relationship, and we just pop over. But unfortunately, kids really find that disrespectful. They really think that you don't believe in them, that you don't respect them as an adult or an individual. They really take it hard. So while it might be altruistic and it might just feel like second nature, oh gosh, that's just part of it. Finding a way to engage. So how do we engage? What is it that they like? What did they like when they were younger? And what are the things that they're learning to like now? And trying to find a way to engage with them doing those things. So like when they were younger and they were in high school and they really loved going to watch superhero movies with you, that becomes your thing. Every time there's a superhero movie that comes out, you guys go to a superhero movie. Whenever one comes on DVD, maybe you invite them over for dinner to watch whatever superhero DVD it is that's on. Maybe you guys always used to do shopping trips to the outlets in Vacaville, and you come up with a couple reasons to go do that. Whatever it is, and you invite them. You say, are you available on this day at this time? Because I'd really enjoy to go do this with you. You say, hey, I'm going to go grocery shopping. I would love to bring you grocery shopping with me so we can just kind of spend that time together. And I'd like to stock you up because I just remember what it was like. And I just wanted to surprise you with groceries. And make it about engaging in relationship, but also make it very respectful. So you're loving them, but you're also being very respectful toward them. That's going to go so far. It might seem like a small thing. It might seem inconsequential to you. But for these young adults, when you are respectful to them, they've had to give you respect their whole life. You're their parent. And they still need to, right? And you should have been respectful to them back as a parent, like, you know, lead by example. But when you respect them as an adult, or you show them respect as an adult, their little hearts grow like the Grinch. Even if their heart was normal size, now it's gigantic size. And their respect for you and their own self-esteem and their own confidence and their ability to succeed, all of it grows enormously, exponentially. All because you showed them respect, that you respected their authority to navigate their own lives. It's huge. They'll come to you with more questions because they know they're not going to be treated like children. They'll be spoken to like an adult, and now you have a relationship with them. All right, stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I want to remind you that while this is a 30-minute show, it is not a substitute for getting therapy. So if there's something in here that triggers you, then I want to encourage you to reach out to somebody in your area. And again, I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number, IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can learn more about me or any of my colleagues at www.chicocreekcounseling.com. If you do call to set an appointment, please let them know that you heard about us through my radio show. Okay, so we were talking about your young adult and building your relationship with them. The other one that I wanted to speak of, because we just briefly touched on it, is the young adult who still lives at home. And here is awkwardness, right? So your young adult, they're 18, they still live at home. They don't feel like they should be having a curfew. They don't feel like they need to check in or tell you what's going on. And they do. And you feel like, dude, you still live at home. I'm still your parent. What's up? Just because you turned 18 doesn't mean that something magical happened and you don't have to let me know what's going on. And you're right, because that's about being respectful. And so, just like we were speaking about before, respecting them and them respecting you, sitting them down and having a conversation. Okay, you don't have to ask permission to go do whatever you're going to do. I understand it. But my heart is still kind of tied into your well-being. I still really, really love you, and it still makes me really, really nervous when 11 o'clock comes around and you're not home and I haven't heard anything. So if you could just send me a text, just a quick one that says, hey, I'm at Billy's house. I'll be here for a little while. Just FYI. That's all I need from you. And maybe you want more than that, but asking for more than a check-in, you might not get it, because they are trying to learn how to separate. At some point in time, they're going to be ready to move on and to move out and have their own space and their own identity. And if they're staying at home a little bit longer, they're going to do another year or two at Butte before they go off to college. This is their chance to experiment with independence and learn from you how to do it right. So this is awesome. This is a great time that you have with them. So for them to learn how to cleave from you, and for you to cleave from them in a way that's slow and respectful and loving, and you can make sure that that means that they know how to do what they need to do later. So you just tell them, all right, kid. All right. Well, don't call him kid. I still struggle with that. I call my son kid all the time, and I'm always correcting myself. All right. All right, dude. I say that a lot. All right, dude. Look, check it out. All right, Aiden, check it out. That's how I talk to him. All right, check it out. I know that you worked really late last night and you went and hung out with your friends, and that's totally fine. You're 18. But I'm still awake and you're not home, and I'm not used to that. Like, I'm just not used to it. My heart isn't used to that. And I love you and I respect you, but I need you to respect my heart and just kind of give me a heads up of what you're doing, like where you're going or what time you expect to be home. Just give me a little bit of information, because my heart needs that. I love you. I'm not going to tell you you can't do anything, because I want you to learn how to have that and I want you to be respected, but you need to respect me in that way. So far, that's been working. And when I talk to other kids and other parents, see, there I go, using that word kid again, young adult, other young adults, and their parents, we talk about that. And often, once we start making those compromises, the families start having a lot less tension. So what does that mean? That means changing your expectations, increasing your levels of communication, increasing the ways that you show respect to each other, allowing them to have freedom while asking them to honor you for some of these things that you need. And not because it's the rule, not because they're going to get in trouble. There's nothing punitive about it. It's my way or the highway. You're living under my roof. I mean, if it gets really bad, then you've got to do that, right? But what I'm talking about, like, as they're all turning 18 right now, the year just ended right? The school year just ended. They're all kind of starting to figure all of that out, those ones. Not the ones who've been home for a couple of years. So, or the ones who are taking it to the extreme. You've got to start talking to them about that kind of stuff too. But really saying, this is what my heart needs, and I love you, and I want you to be successful, and I want to be here for you. And even just giving you this much freedom is hard for me because I'm used to having more control. But I love you so much, and I want you to be a successful adult, and I know that you need your freedom in order for you to be that. So if you can please just start with doing some of this and doing it. Or sometimes the young adults will start dating, or they'll make new friends because they have a new job. And before, when they were in high school or in a junior high, you knew who all their friends were. You knew who the boys and the girls were that they liked. And now they're not telling you about it because they want to see what it's like for themselves. They need to know, my parent is here for me if I make a bad decision. Someday my parent won't be here. So I need to be able to figure out friendships, figure out dating, and know that my parent is here for me, so that when the day comes that my parent isn't, I'm not living with them, I can feel confident in my ability to make those decisions and to judge those characters. All right, guys, see you next week with my son.